B-Pod Studios.
AEW Full Gear is Saturday night, and Adam Page is challenging Kenny Omega for the AEW Championship. I can't stress enough how important it is for All Elite Wrestling to have Adam Page beat Kenny Omega to become their world champion. The story of Adam Page, I don't think, has been told very well on AEW TV, on Dynamite, or on Rampage. And this is one of the issues that I have with AEW. And AEW really assumes that everybody already knows the story. And if All Elite Wrestling is going to continue to grow, it needs to find a balance of telling the details of a story to get new fans to invest. So what I've done is I've pulled audio from July about the Adam Page story. So this is reamplified. This is repurposed. In the beginning of the audio that's forthcoming, you'll hear me reference Adam Page and Kenny Omega as being the potential main event for AEW All Out in Chicago. That obviously didn't happen because Page and his wife were expecting their first child to be born. Since that podcast in July, Page lost the title shot at Kenny Omega, and in the same match, Dark Order lost their tag team title shot at the Young Bucks, who the Young Bucks at the time were the tag team champions. Adam Page came back a few weeks ago on Dynamite, won a ladder match to become the number one contender, and here in Boston helped Dark Order beat the Super Click in the main event. So that has tied together those stories very well. But again, I don't think that AEW has gone in depth enough about the Adam Page story. So the details that I talked about back in July are here. So enjoy Full Gear on Saturday night. Mike and I will be back on Sunday night to recap Full Gear. And there's some other stuff in the wrestling world that I'm sure we'll talk about. But from July, here's the full story on Adam Page. Kenny Omega versus Adam Page, which looks like the main event title fight for AEW All Out in Chicago. It's one of the longer and more detailed stories that's been going on in pro wrestling. There are details to this story which I either wasn't aware of or had forgotten about. And in talking to other friends who are hardcore AEW fans, they didn't know all of these details. So there was a great Twitter thread from Chris Broshanahan, and I hope I'm saying that right. His Twitter thread explains in detail the Adam Page story. So I'm going to read specifically this thread. When you break it down into the details of it, it's really good. It's really simple. But the issue is it's too hardcore story and it's across too many platforms. So unless you're really all in on Adam Page, you've missed some details on it. Because I think this Twitter thread from Chris Broshanahan is just, it's great. And it's worth telling to more people to understand Adam Page. And this is the reason why I think Adam Page is going to beat Kenny Omega for the world title in Chicago. So this is how the thread begins. Adam Page, AEW wrestler. He's been part of a slow burn storyline since their first show. And it's about him believing him in himself. So back at the start, Adam Page was part of the Bullet Club with the other three relevant characters, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, and Cody, who was kind of integrating himself. Kenny Omega was the big deal. Championships everywhere. The Young Bucks are his best friends and arguably the best tag team in the world. The Young Bucks would be in Kenny Omega's corner during major matches, both as good guys and bad guys while in Japan. The Young Bucks befriended Adam Page years ago and brought him into the bullpen and brought him into the Bullet Club. He was young, inexperienced, but clearly had enormous potential. They all became, along with some others, part of a bigger group known as the Elite. They traveled the world together. They took a real-life gamble in the formation of All Elite Wrestling. The match for the first AEW championship was Chris Jericho against Adam Page. Page lost. He took the loss very hard. The key detail, and I missed this at the time, Page asked the Young Bucks to be in his corner for the match, like the Young Bucks were for Kenny Omega's big matches. The Young Bucks declined. Feeling he'd let everyone down, Hangman Page told the Young Bucks that he was quitting their group. He needed to get his head straight for a while. They refused to let him. The Young Bucks refused to let him. Feeling like he's let everyone down, Hangman Page starts drinking. This isn't bad taste alcoholism or anything. Paige likes a drink, but he's definitely using it to help avoid how he's feeling. This has been his character trait since. Omega also had a few losses that started his AEW run, but they're still part of the Elite and friends, so they form a tag team, and it's successful. Kenny doesn't approve of Paige's drinking, but they get over their differences and they win the tag team championship. Hangman's insecurities have taken hold. He can be charming and funny, but he clearly doesn't believe in himself, and it's becoming a problem. The Bucks are becoming more and more concerned about Paige drinking, outright telling him he's letting everybody down. During one interview, they reminded him that he was nothing but a jobber, loser, before he got to them. It ends up that Omega, Paige, and the Bucks have this great tag team match on pay-per-view, but there's a lot of bad feeling between all the friends or former friends. Paige and Omega retain the tag team championship, but the friendship is damaged. The Bucks and Hangman keep arguing. On Being the Elite, Hangman drunkenly starts telling other teams how to beat the Young Bucks. For one night at Stadium Stampede, all is right with the Elite. They get their moment, and Adam Page saves the Bucks in different spots and spends a lot of the match brawling around and chasing people on a horse. So now here comes FTR. They're old friends of Hangman, and they're more like him than the Bucks or Omega. So they start drinking with him. He's also desperate for a friendship, so Page doesn't understand that FTR are really playing them. FTR uses the truth. They tell Page that his friends hate him, which he secretly believes. There's a tournament for the tag titles coming up, and so desperate to avoid fighting his friends, Hangman interferes in a match, causing the Young Bucks to lose. It's compounded when FTR reveal that they used Hangman's insecurities to manipulate their way into a title shot, and then they defeat Omega and Page for the tag team championship. At Page's lowest point, he's interviewed about a rematch, but he's trying to pretend that everything's okay. They just have to win the rematch, but also says, quote, "I know that inside I'm just like everybody else, but like head to toe, I'm just full of poison." On top of this, the Bucks throw Hangman's drink in his face and throw him out of the Elite. All he has left is his tag team with Kenny Omega. Of course, Omega and Hangman lose, and at the end of the match, Hangman collapses out of exhaustion. Omega just lets him fall and then walks out disgusted with him. Hangman's alone. He brought it all on himself. And on top of that, his former friends seem happier without him. Not too long after that, there's a tournament to determine the next challenger for the world championship. The finals are Adam Page against Kenny Omega. Page loses again. Now, a fully fledged bad guy, Kenny Omega cheats his way to the championship match and beats Jon Moxley to become the AEW champion. In fact, Kenny Omega is traveling to different companies, winning multiple championships at once and dripping gold as this arrogant heel. He's gone back to being the cleaner. Also, the Bucks have become tag team champions, and they have become cocky heels. And everyone is seemingly doing better without Adam Page. Now enter the Dark Order. The Dark Order was led by Brody Lee. They recruited and brainwashed people. Brody Lee, unfortunately, passed away. And the plan seemed to be Adam Page freeing the Dark Order from Brody Lee. But Brody Lee passed away. The Dark Order became this wholesome group in pro wrestling, partly because they claimed their new leader was Brody Lee's son. So Dark Order falls in love with Adam Page. They love him. They're desperately trying to get Adam Page to join Dark Order. Hangman said he loved them but couldn't join them. He's been part of a group before and it didn't work out for him, but they can still hang out and be friends. Adam Page supports them and makes a point of telling them how well they're doing, especially if they lose. Meanwhile, Kenny Omega, slimy, detestable heel, has declared that he's beaten everyone in AEW, and with no more challenges left, he's leaving to focus on other championships. And here comes the Dark Order. who tell Kenny that there's someone he's forgotten, someone who they believe can beat him, someone who they can believe can be AEW champion. Kenny Omega scoffs at this idea and says, quote, "If you're talking about who I think you're talking about," and the crowd is chanting for Adam Page here, "even Adam Page doesn't believe he deserves to hold this AEW championship." Hangman Page confronts the Dark Order and asks them what the hell they're doing. 2 years of failure and self-loathing. Adam Page's friends are all gone, feeling that everyone's better off without him, feeling like he's full of poison, and he's finally told by new friends that they believe in him. It's okay if he fails and that he deserves this. And that's where we are now. Adam Page and Kenny Omega had their confrontation on Dynamite, setting up for their world championship. And I think Adam Page is going to win. And when Adam Page came out and finally got face to face with Kenny Omega, Kenny Omega took a hike. And more so, based on how AEW has timed out much of their championship runs, and Jericho less than 200 days, Moxley less than 300 days, Kenny Omega, I think, is around 250, probably a little less than that, on his championship run. This is generally when AEW will cycle the title to somebody new, their world championship. Tony Khan has been aggressive at trying to keep stories fresh. And I think he's done a good job at trying to keep that championship, having a good run with one wrestler with the championship, but at the same time, not having it on him for too long. So we shall see if Adam Page does win in Chicago. I think he will. I kind of hope he does, to see what Adam Page can do as world champion and as the company's top draw.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.